with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Lantis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Lantis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions.
Google Play holiday music.
Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
Republican Representative Marsha Blackburn said earlier today that any member of Congress who used taxpayer dollars to fund sexual harassment-related settlements needs to refund that money.
We feel like it's appropriate for this to come into transparency, accountability, bring the sunshine. Those that have used this money, taxpayer dollars, to pay these settlements and claims, they need to pay that money back with interest.
Additional details are emerging about Fired Today show host Matt Lauer. Lisa G. reports.
NBC News' Stephanie Gosk, while appearing on Megyn Kelly Today, said there are as many as 8 victims accusing Lauer of sexual assault, though that number is difficult to tally because the accounts have been anonymous. One former NBC staffer told the New York Times she passed out and had to be taken to a nurse. Lauer has issued a statement apologizing about his behavior and said repairing the damage is now his full-time job.
This is USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Cyber Week flooring deals are going on now. Get a deal and get it done with easy-to-install laminate from just 59 cents. Or worry-proof your home for the holidays with waterproof engineered vinyl plank on sale. Buy online at LumberLiquidators.com and get it delivered or pick up for free at your local store. Even get coupon savings on our best-selling hardwood floors. More deals from 49 cents and professional installation, plus special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators today.
USA Radio Network's UN correspondent Luke Vargas has a look at what's going on in the world.
The U.S. is calling on China to cut off oil shipments to North Korea. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley made that case on Wednesday evening at the UN Security Council.
Through sanctions, we have cut off 90% of North Korean trade and 30% of its oil. But the crude oil remains. The major supplier of that oil is China. We need China to do more.
Haley had one other idea about how to punish the North Korean regime.
We should continue to treat North Korea as the international pariah it has become by taking its UN rights and privileges away, including its voting powers.
But a dive into the UN charter suggests that would be difficult. Countries can lose their voting rights if they fail to pay their UN bills for 2 years or if they persistently violate the UN charter. The latter, however, would require the approval of the UN Security Council, and China would be unlikely to give its blessing to such a move. And the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq says at least 801 civilians have been accidentally killed since late 2014. But that number is likely to grow substantially, given that some 695 reports of civilian deaths are still being assessed. The non-for-profit group Air Wars filed the majority of those reports and is keeping its own tally of estimated civilian casualties. That total currently stands at over 5,900. Luke Vargas, the United Nations.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutton Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And now the weather. Today is Thursday, November 30th. It's about 4 p.m., and it's mostly sunny with a high of 50. Showers anticipated tonight with a low of 37.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Wow! I feel good. that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
Okay, I'm dancing in my seat already. Welcome. This is Kim Blanda with Healthy Hunterdon. It's been a while, and I miss you guys. We have a great show planned today, or I should say I have a great show planned today, because normally I have a guest, and today I am inviting all of my listeners to be my guest. Unfortunately, we don't have the type of system here where you can all call in, but I've been listening to people over the last couple weeks, and I want to talk Christmas today. So we're going to talk Christmas in a couple minutes. But first, for people who are not familiar with this radio show, Healthy Hunterdon, it is part of the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. And Healthy Hunterdon is part of a series called Hunterdon Living. My show specifically is about all things related to our health and quality of life, and all things related to health and what's going on with us as individuals. So today I thought it would be fun to do a holiday show, since it is the holiday season, and I have actually been off for the last few days since Thanksgiving, getting ready for my family holidays, and this is one of my favorite time of year. So I thought we would have a little fun, and I put together a little agenda for us today so we could stay on track, or really so I could stay on track. So we're going to talk about some festive things to do in the area, and then we're going to talk about some holiday traditions and where they got started, which I always find intriguing that a lot of times we do things and we don't really even understand where they came from or why we're doing them. Tips for surviving the holidays. I always think that's a good one, because some people find the holidays to be very stressful, and it can be a really stressful time, and we want to make sure that we're maintaining our sanity and our well-being throughout the holidays. And then if we have time, we are going to talk about the Fountain of Youth. So as a nurse, people frequently ask me questions related to their health, and believe it or not, a lot of questions over the years have been surrounding how do I stay young and how do I live a long and healthy life. So I'm going to make you wait till the end for that one, give you something to look forward to. So I do want to stop just for a minute, though, and mention a few people that received awards from the chamber recently, because I happened to be at the award ceremony. And really, there were some wonderful awards given out to some really great people. So I wanted to just give a shout out to them. And this was the Hunterdon Chamber Annual Awards Breakfast, celebrating Hunterdon Business Vitality. And it was hosted at the Beaverbrook Country Club in Annandale. And so I want to give a shout out to some of the recipients. Mayor John Higgins, who received the Government Service Award. He's the mayor of the town of Clinton. The Entrepreneur Award went to Tom Bay, a friend and colleague of mine with Anita's Angels. The most promising new business was Sweet Melissa Patisserie. And although they didn't bring samples to the award breakfast, I was dying to try some of their pastries. So that's owner Christopher Raffano and executive chef Melissa Murphy Raffano. Really lovely couple. The Tell Me More Award, Hunterdon Chamber Radio, went to Larry Cartwright, and he's done so much for the community in regards to mental health, and he also does the Hunterdon Medical Center show. And then there were a series of awards. I missed one. Fresh Talk Award, Hunterdon Chamber Radio, went to Lauren Feliciano, and she also does a mental health show. I believe she does it in Spanish. She was a lovely woman, doing really great things for our community. And Special Recognition Award that went to Sue Dismara. I hope I'm not butchering anybody's name. She works for the county, and she's going to be retiring. She's a lovely lady, and she's done a lot for our community as well. And then there were three awards giving out to Amazing Kids in Business, and I think they really stole the show. They were really amazing. And that went to David Lazare for his Drive for Five business. Veronica Romanek, who has a business called Piano Lessons by Veronica, and then Jack Garanzini for Slabrication, which was his business. So it was really very nice. And I will mention that I also received an award, which was very humbling, which was the Good Neighbor Award for my community service. So I just want to say thank you to the Chamber. It was really a lovely ceremony. And I'm sure everyone, I know myself included in that, appreciated the recognition and the beautiful crystal awards that we got from Crown Trophy. All right, so moving right along, we are going to move right into Christmas. And I have to tell my listeners, first of all, that I have to keep an eye on the time because last time I did a show, I did not run any commercials, and I got in big trouble from Chris Bianco. He's probably listening. That's why I had to say his name. But I forgot to do any commercials, and I apologize to the people paying for those commercials. So I promised this time that I would make sure I do my commercials. So at 4:15, I'm going to cut off whatever I'm saying, and we're going to run a commercial. But in the meantime, I would like to talk first about some things going on in our community. So I heard somebody the other day talking about how this time of year is difficult with children because it can be cold outside, and although the weather's been pretty mild so far, it is starting to get colder, and you know, inevitably we're going to be stuck inside more so than when it's nice weather. So they were asking, you know, what kinds of things can I do with my children, especially related to the holidays or this, you know, winterish time of year. So I did a little research today to make things easy for you. So you may want to get out a pen and paper in case anything is of interest to you. These were all found online. So, you know, if you hear the name, I'm sure you could Google it and find it. But I found some really cool stuff that's not, you know, either really close by or in the area that you could do with your family or your friends. Some of them were free. Some of them had a small price associated with it. But I tried not to get anything. I think the most was like $20 because we all know when you're taking out a whole family, that can get a little expensive. So the first thing I want to talk about is Harley Hill Farm. And this farm is on Keller's Road in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. So it's not too far. They are open on Saturday and Sunday. It's already open. It started November 24th through December 23rd. And it's an alpaca farm. So they do an alpaca Christmas at the farm. And when I was reading their website, I was like, oh my gosh, this just sounds so lovely. I have to tell you that one of my guilty pleasures is watching the Hallmark Channel Christmas movies. And they're basically cheesy, romantic Christmas love stories. But one of the reasons that I like to watch them, besides the cheesy, romantic love stories, is that there's always beautiful holiday decorations. And when I was reading this website for the Alpaca Christmas Farm, it just reminded me of the whole Hallmark, you know, scene with the Christmas trees and the decorations. And so at this particular farm, if you go there for these Saturdays and Sundays between 10 and 4, you can feed the alpacas, which, of course, what kid wouldn't love to do that? They actually have Christmas trees that you can purchase for sale. They have free hot chocolate. Can't go wrong there. And they also have a winter wonderland barn where you can warm your hands by a fire. Doesn't it sound totally Hallmark? I think it does. They have holiday music playing. You can decorate your own real wreath for Christmas. You can also purchase ones there that are already decorated. But how nice to be able to decorate your very, very own wreath. And for all the kids out there, Santa Claus is actually coming to visit the alpacas. And he is coming on December 9th from 1:30 to 3:30. So I think that sounds like a great event. And I have many more to talk to you about after these commercial breaks.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, and we are back with Healthy Hunterdon. So I may have accidentally done an extra commercial, but I feel like it's okay since the last show I didn't do any commercials. Chris, I will get this right eventually, I promise. All right, so we are back with Healthy Hunterdon. And as I said at the beginning of the show, but if you weren't tuned in, we normally talk about creating a culture of health in Hunterdon County. We talk about your well-being, all things related to health. We also talk about staying active and eating well and getting enough sleep and watching your stress and really all things related to general well-being. But today we are having a special show, just me and you, my listeners, and we are going to talk about Christmas and the holiday season. I celebrate Christmas, so I'm probably going to keep saying Christmas, but obviously there are other holidays, so I apologize. But I wanted to let you know about some great things going on in our community and in the surrounding communities, things you can do with your families or your loved ones throughout the holidays to stay active, to be social, and just have fun. So I had just finished talking to you about the alpaca farm, which I think sounds amazing. Next on my list is a Christmas carol. I mean, talk about a Christmas holiday tradition. This one is a Christmas carol with Gerald Dickens, who happens to be the great-grandson of Charles Dickens. It's a one-man show, and he performs 26 different characters. It is put on by Buyer's Choice Limited. On the website, it said it costs $20, but don't quote me on any of this. You have to check it out for yourself. Just trying to provide a public service, but make sure my information is correct on your own. But that sounds like a great opportunity for the family to get out and do something, maybe a couple to go out and see the show and then maybe go out to dinner or something. I thought that sounded like a great opportunity to spread a little holiday cheer. Of course, another holiday classic. It would not be the Christmas season without the Nutcracker. And the Roxy Ballet is having their 23rd annual rendition of the Nutcracker. That is going to be performed at the College of New Jersey Kendall Main Stage Theater, 2000 Pennington Road in Ewing, New Jersey. It looked like the ticket started at about $15, so I didn't think that was too bad, because if you go into the city, you're going to pay way more than that. So you can stay local and see a really great performance. Those performances are running through December 3rd, so don't wait too long, because you only have a few more days. But that is always a wonderful way to spend time at the holidays. I can remember going into Princeton with my Aunt Helen and my mom and my cousin Heather, and we would go every year to the Princeton Ballet and see the Nutcracker, and it was a really nice tradition. So start your own traditions with your loved ones, your friends, your family, and it's something that they will remember really forever. Good stuff. Okay, the next thing that I saw that sounded interesting, I had never heard of this before, is called Plaid Tidings. It's a musical group, musical performance, and it's located at Montgomery Theater, which is on North Main Street in Soderton, Pennsylvania. I'm not exactly sure how far that is, but I Googled things in the Hunterdon area, so it can't be too far. It's a musical performance, and this truly heaven-sent holiday treat will lift your spirits and fill you with nostalgia for a bygone era of classic music sung in perfect harmony. So I think they're harmonizers, and you know, it's always wonderful hearing the traditional holiday music during this time of year. Music can be very therapeutic. It can help to reduce stress, lower your blood pressure. So even if you're not venturing out to see one of these performances, you can turn on some holiday music right from your phone or from your stereo or wherever. And, you know, it's really a nice time of year to be listening to music. Okay, what's next? There is the annual Festival of Trees. This one also sounded really, really nice. It's at the Red Mill Museum, which is located, for those of you who don't know, it's really an historic monument around here. So most people do know where it is. But if you don't, it's on Main Street in Clinton. And they're going to be open Tuesday to Friday from 10 to 4, and Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 6. And the festival features a beautiful display of decorated trees, wreaths, and centerpieces that are available to win through a raffle. So you can go there, you can check things out, you can purchase some raffles, and they will do the raffle drawing to announce the winners on December 11th. And then if you win something, you'll be able to bring home that beautiful tree or wreath or centerpiece to decorate your own home. So that's definitely a win-win, and that is right in Clinton. So not too far. All right, the next thing is actually sponsored by the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. So kudos to the Chamber. They sponsor the Hunterdon Holiday Parade every year, and it really is a sight to be seen. You know, we have sort of a small town here, but it really has that big town feel when these events are going on. There's, you know, vendors out on the street, and Coco's usually has hot chocolate, and people are just lining the street to watch the floats. And the floats are sponsored by various companies and community members throughout Hunterdon. I know Hunterdon Healthcare has a float, and families that work there are invited to go on that float. So it's really like a nice event, especially something to take the kids to, and it doesn't cost any money. So you can just come. You can even bring your own thermos with your hot chocolate if you want to. But it's a really nice family event, and we hope everybody will come out for that. And again, that is on December 3rd from 5 to 7. They do shut down some of the roads, so you have to kind of watch where you're parking. So come early and find a good spot on the curb and enjoy the holiday parade. All right, this is something that if you are a lover of antiques, the Tewksbury Historical Society is having their 14th annual Tewksbury Christmas Antique Show. And that is located in Old Turnpike Road in Califon. There is a small admission fee of $8, but part of that goes to the Historical Society. But they're having 53 exhibitors. That's a really big antique show. And they'll be displaying many, many items, antiques and collectibles, from the 18th to the 20th century. So I'm sure you can find some really great Christmas and holiday gifts there. And I did get their website, which was tewksburyhistory.net. So you can check that out. Now, it would not be Christmas if you didn't have Santa. Am I right? So Santa, the harmonizers, the Hunterdon harmonizers, are having a show called Santa Saves the Circus. And the for those of you that don't know the Hunterdon harmonizers, they're really amazing. And they're continuing their annual tradition with their original musical theatrical comedy. Excuse me, theatrical comedies, Santa Saves the Circus. So they get a little help from one of Santa's most trusted elves, and his name is Bucky, and he helps to save the circus and make it the greatest show ever, the greatest Christmas show ever. So that is right there at J.P. Case Middle School, and that is happening on December 9th at 2 o'clock. So you can check that out as well. All these can be found on the web. So you can just Google the harmonizers. I'm sure it's listed on their events or their calendar. Okay, now we're going to talk about something a little bit closer to home, and that is the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. So I have talked about this on some of my other shows. It is a collaboration that the Hunterdon County Partnership for Health has with the Hunterdon County Chamber. And as I've mentioned before, the Hunterdon County Partnership for Health is a coalition of nearly 60 different multi-sector organizations throughout the county who basically are have formed together to help with the health and wellness or maintain the health and wellness and make it better, the quality of living in Hunterdon County. And I happen to be the coordinator for the Partnership for Health. And the reason that we collaborated with the chamber was because we wanted to bring these health messages to many people, and many people are at work. I mean, that's where we need to go, right? If you live in Hunterdon County, it's expensive, and most people need to work. So we decided the chamber would be a great partner. In fact, the chamber actually approached us, so I should just make that clear. And we... together, they had the established communications network with their members, and now we have a bunch of businesses, I don't even know what the number is now, who are working with us to create a culture of health in their businesses. And this has been going on since 2016, so, you know, almost, well, it'll be 2 years, I guess, in December. And we're really proud of this initiative because people are making a lot of changes, and we have a philosophy, which is small changes, big impact. And we know that if people can make small changes for better health, it will have a positive impact on their health. So people are doing this, and they're having great success, and you can do it too. So we are inviting you to come to the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative 2018 kickoff breakfast. We're having a speaker, Bob Atkins. He is a PhD RN from New Jersey Health Initiatives, which is part of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and a grantor for the Partnership for Health in our culture of health building. And he's going to be speaking about building a culture of health is good for business. And so what exactly does that mean? Well, I'm going to let him tell you that, but I do want everyone to understand that the more that we can create a culture of health in our businesses, in our homes, in our schools, really everywhere, the better it will be for all and the better health that we will all have. So I have 1 minute left before I have to go to my next break, and I don't want to miss it or I'll be in big trouble. So should I go on to my next topic? Okay, the next one is a wine and comedy night. So I'm switching gears. I go from Healthy Hunterdon to wine and comedy. But the truth of the matter is that wine in moderation can be healthy, and laughing can be very healthy. So I'm still on board with it. It sounds like a lovely night out. It's going to be at the Old York Cellars on December 2nd. I think I have down 7:30. Trying to read my handwriting. That's pretty bad. But it is in Ringo's, and the headliner is Mark Riccadonna, You must pre-purchase your tickets for that. So if you're interested in that, I would go to the Old York Sellers website and check that out. All right. We will be back.
USA Radio News.
This is our once-in-a-generation opportunity to take more money out of Washington's pocket and put more money into the pockets of hardworking families. For too long, hardworking men and women have been held back by an economy that has failed to live up to its potential.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier today on the Senate floor saying this bill will help hardworking American families. The debate continues on the floor today. On the other side of the aisle, the Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden says this is just more handouts for big corporations.
What this is a grab bag full of special interest goodies for multinational corporations, powerful political supporters.
A final vote is expected on the bill Friday. South Carolina Congressman John Conyers is the third-ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives. He's also calling on veteran Congressman John Conyers to resign. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Okay, and we are going to talk about the weather. Today is Thursday, November 30th. It is about 4:30. It's mostly sunny today with a high of 50, although it looks a little cloudy to me, to be honest with you. Showers anticipated tonight with a low of 37. Okay, it's starting to get a little chillier. All right, so we are back, and we are talking about all things holiday and what we can do to get out of the house and stay active and just have a fun, stress-less, I'm not going to say stress-free, stress-less holiday season. And I just talked about the wine and comedy night, so that sounded like a good one. But here is another parade, which is the Clinton Guild's 31st annual Christmas parade. And that's going to be on Main Street in Clinton, 7 o'clock. Oh, I did not put the date. I want to say it was the first. Going to have to go on the website for that one. I apologize in my notes here. Okay. So what I would really like to start talking about now, since we're about halfway through the show, is holiday traditions. So I'm sure all of my listeners out there have holiday traditions. I know in my house growing up, we had a lot of holiday traditions, making Christmas cookies, putting up the tree. You know, what did you do Christmas Eve? Sometimes people celebrate their Christmas celebration Christmas Eve. Other people do the Christmas morning celebration and Christmas Day. Everybody has a little bit of a different story, and every story is special to that person and that family. So where do these holiday traditions come from? Sometimes we just make them up. They're just part of our family, and they just go on from year to year. But other times there is an origin to these holiday traditions. So that's what I want to talk about for the next few minutes, because I think if we're going to take part in these traditions, it's nice to know where it all started and why we're doing it, right? Why we're putting all that energy into these decorations and where they come from. So first we're going to talk about the Christmas tree. And that is a huge tradition at this time of year. I mean, you see Christmas trees in the stores. You see them in churches. You see them even just going down the street. A lot of the towns have Christmas trees. Sometimes they have whole, For instance, the Flemington has a whole parade, which is to light the tree at the end. So there's lots of festivities around Christmas trees. So where do these Christmas trees come from? And I don't mean the lot down the street. Actually, it is a German tradition, or I guess it started in Germany. So the history of the Christmas tree. The evergreen fir tree has traditionally been used to celebrate winter festivals, specifically in pagan and Christian societies, for thousands of years. And pagans used to take branches of the evergreen trees and decorate their homes during the winter solstice. And the reason they did that was that it reminded them that eventually spring would be coming, which is kind of a nice thing, right? Because we all start to get those winter doldrums at some point. So to bring a little bit of life into the home and a nice smell. And I also saw something that in 2004, Pope John Paul called the Christmas tree a symbol of Christ. And it is believed and assumed that German settlers brought the tradition with them when they came to the United States. So that's kind of how it got here. And, you know, I was finding when I was doing the research on some of these traditions that there were varying stories. So somebody may be listening in out there and hear and say, well, that's not exactly where it came from or how it happened. But you also have to keep in mind that a lot of these traditions were kind of stories that were told through the years, and it's almost like, you know, when you play that game telephone, how the story kind of gets tweaked and changed a little bit as it goes. But that was what my research revealed. So now, you know, it sort of came from Germany. So the next one I wanted to talk about was Santa, because you wouldn't have Christmas without good old Saint Nicholas. And I did not know that Saint Nicholas was an actual person. The legend of Santa Claus can be traced back hundreds of years to a monk who was named Saint Nicholas. And it is believed that Nicholas was born sometime around 280 AD in near modern day Turkey, and much admired him for his piety and kindness. And I had actually heard that he was a very rich man because his parents died when he was young and left him a lot of money. And he became the subject of many legends. I really didn't see very much about what he did. I'm assuming that perhaps he did good things for people and was generous and things like that, just based on even what this says. But that's what I found out about old Saint Nicholas. So, you know, Santa Claus is definitely real. I know he doesn't come if you don't believe, so I know we need to believe. All right. So here's another one that I always think, you know, reminds me of Christmas. And that is the gingerbread house. I'm always intrigued by, you know, those gingerbread contests. I don't know if Peddler's Village is doing it this year, but in years past, they've done a gingerbread house contest. And you can go over and see all of the entries and the winners, and it's really quite beautiful, and people are very creative in the way they make these gingerbread houses and how they decorate them. So that would be another nice place to visit, Peddler's Village. You can walk around. I'm sure it's beautifully decorated. I'm sure they have many lighted trees and beautiful things to see over there, and you can get some holiday shopping done. So so the gingerbread houses also started in Germany. I found some conflicting things about the origin, but they seem to have dated back to about the 16th century. But I think what became, when they became very, very popular, was from the story of Hansel and Gretel. And if you remember that story, the house was made of cookies and candy. And once that story came out, it became very popular to make these gingerbread houses. And the next one, and this is actually my last one, is the dreidel. So the dreidel is actually, I don't know if you've ever played the dreidel game, but I have, my brother and sister-in-law are Jewish and my nephews are Jewish. So we are very lucky in my family because we get to celebrate Christmas and we get to celebrate Hanukkah. And they always do such a beautiful job with their Hanukkah party. So, and we do end up playing dreidel, because my nephews love that. And there's lots of the gold coins that are really chocolate, which are really good. But the dreidel is a Jewish variant on the I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but teetotum, a gambling toy found in many European cultures. And each side of the dreidel has a Hebrew letter. And if you put them all together, it forms the, or what means, I'm not going to try to say it in Hebrew, but in English, it's a great miracle happened here. So it's really kind of beautiful. So there you have it. Now you can impress all of your friends with your knowledge of Christmas and all of the traditions. All right. So we're going to move on to tips for surviving the holidays. I can't believe how fast the time is going. I thought being here by myself that I was concerned I didn't have enough material. But the reality is that I guess I like to talk a lot. Anyway, stick with me. So this week, I think I mentioned that I had off. And yesterday I went to see Bad Moms Christmas, or Christmas Bad Moms, or whatever the movie's called. And if you saw the first one, you'll know that it was a very funny, kind of raunchy, to be honest with you, movie. But if you looked at the basis of the movie, there was a lot of truth to it, which is basically that moms do a lot, and moms are often stressed and stretched with many, many things to do, and many people depending on her. And so it was just sort of a fun way to, you know, you kind of think of yourself when you're watching this movie. So this was the second one, and it was based on Christmas, and the moms were getting ready for Christmas and had families coming and things like that. And I said, oh, this is perfect for my show, because I'm sure many of you, maybe some of you right now, are putting up your holiday decorations or getting ready for family to come over. And, you know, you kind of want to see, you don't want to get all stressed out. So I said, let's talk about tips for surviving the holidays. And I'll just tell you, because I'm being very conscious of my commercials, that I have 3 minutes before I have to take a commercial break. And I can't skip it. So again, we're going to stop right in the middle if we have to. But the first one I think is really good. And this one really ties in with things that we talk about in Healthy Hunterdon as well, which is keeping your regular schedule. Our bodies really want to be in this sort of homeostasis. They like the same. They like routine, exercising regularly, eating well most of the time, getting enough sleep regularly. So you keep hearing me say regularly, most of the time, regularly, because that is really how our bodies function the best. So during this holiday time, we can get kind of thrown off kilter because maybe we're not getting as much sleep. Maybe we're going out late, or we're shopping. Maybe we're ditching our physical activity, you know, our exercise, because we're like, oh, I don't have time for that. I got to make cookies, or I got to put up the tree. Frequently we get sick at this time of year because we're not really taking care of ourselves. So keeping your regular routine is really, really important. And if you can't keep everything the same, I would encourage you to at least try to get enough sleep and try to keep up with your regular exercise, and that will help get you through surviving the holidays. So number two kind of goes with number one, which is think moderation. And as we go into the holiday season, this is a time where a lot of us gain weight. The average person gains 5 to 7 pounds during the time between Thanksgiving and New Year's. And then you have to work really hard to get that all off. So if we can try to, you know, live by moderation and pick and choose when we're going to have our treats, we will all be a lot better for it at, you know, January 2nd, when you don't want to wake up and step on the scale and you're 7 pounds heavier than you are now. So just keep moderation in check. And what I always say to people is, you know, you don't have to give up all those things that you love. Like, I make this pear cranberry pie that I absolutely love. But if you're going to have a piece of pear cranberry pie, then you probably shouldn't have a piece of pumpkin pie and a couple cookies and whatever else is on your holiday table. So just, you know, keep it in check. All right, it is 4:45 and we are on to commercial.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property, can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, we are back. Healthy Hunterdon. I'm going through my list of tips for surviving the holidays, but I forgot two events that I wanted to mention. So before I run out of time, I wanted to mention that there is a holiday walk in Warren. I love this. So as people are getting outside, people are moving. It is actually sponsored by Next Home Premier in Warren. They are sponsoring a petting zoo and pony rides. So another great thing to take the kids out for. There's going to be probably a surprise visit from the man in red himself. You can get pictures with Santa Claus. And again, this is in Warren, and let's see, Red Neighborhood, third annual Luminary. This is another event. Third annual Luminary Night in the Red Hill neighborhood of Warren. And that's also sponsored by Next Home Premier. And they are supporting it by providing food and drinks at this event. So if you want to go to the, if you go to the Warren Township Chamber, you can find out information to their website about the annual holiday walk. And also the Next Home Premier sponsored annual Luminary Night in the Red Hill neighborhood of Warren. So those look like two really, really nice events to go to and great things to do with the family. All right, getting back to our tips for surviving the holidays. So we definitely want to make it through in one piece, right? Number three is be realistic and try not to expect the ideal holiday. I know I suffer from this sometimes because I have an expectation of what the holiday should be like. My mother always did a phenomenal job giving us a magical Christmas, and now I feel like I want to do that for my family. And if things don't go exactly how I want them to go, sometimes I feel kind of let down and I feel like I didn't do a super job. And if you see the Bad Moms movie, you can see that they go through this as well. So I guess I'm not the only one. But it is really important to keep everything into perspective and to understand that it's really about being with your family and the ones that you love during the holiday season. Number four is staying connected. So need I say more? I just said staying, you know, checking in with friends, maybe friends that you haven't talked to in a while. It's an opportunity to get together, do something fun, and get out there and go to that walk in Warren or come out to the parade in Flemington. Number five is throw guilt out the window. I think that's another one that people suffer from because during the holidays, again, you want things to be a certain way, or maybe you want to provide certain gifts for people, you know, that maybe aren't going to happen this year, whatever the case. But it's not about the gifts, and it's really giving of yourself, and a lot of times, most times, that's more meaningful anyway. All right, number six, don't be alone if you don't want to. Now, some people will look for the opportunity to be alone because maybe they're with people all the time and maybe the holidays is a time that they want to relax and be by themselves. And that's fine if that's what they want. But if you don't want to be alone, you know, really seek out people, because I know in my family and I know in a lot of families, we always invite, you know, if we know somebody does not have family in the area or maybe they don't have family, and, you know, you don't want people to be alone on the holidays unless they want to. So if you know someone like that, a neighbor, a friend, a colleague, just invite them to come to your holiday dinner or spend time with your family. And it's a really nice opportunity for people to experience different people's traditions and to just, you know, be in the holiday spirit. Number seven is focus on today, not yesterday. So again, that kind of goes with the be a realistic one. You know, don't get all upset if things aren't exactly the way they were when you were little or whenever you're thinking back to, you know, the roles change, traditions change, and we have to sort of change with things, right? We can't stress about it. So I'll give you an example. I put up my tree. It looks beautiful, but I usually put gold bows on the tree. And my husband asked me last night, should I put away the ladder? And I said, no, I didn't put on the bows. I got to put on the bows because why do I have to put on the bows? Because it's tradition. It's what I do every year. And every time I walked past that bag of bows and that ladder, I was like, I really just don't feel like putting up these bows because it's very time consuming. I like it to look a certain way. I'm a little anal about my tree. So anyway, today I decided, you know what? My tree looks gorgeous the way it is. I don't need the gold bows. So you don't need the gold bows either, or whatever it is for you. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to do things the same all the time. That's number seven. And number eight, just say no. This is a tough one for a lot of us. And we have to say yes to the right things and things that make sense for us. But sometimes it's okay to say no. And especially if it leaves you time to do the things that are really important to you. So just say no. Number nine, ask for help. This is another one that's kind of funny. So in my house, I always used to make the food for Christmas. We have Christmas at our house. And when I started working about 8 years ago, my mother said to me, or actually it was my husband, he said, why are you still cooking? Because I would kill myself, you know, for the week before and especially the few days before I'd be in the kitchen. And I'm telling this story, but I'm sure many of you could tell the exact same story where you're on your feet going crazy back and forth to the supermarket. And by the time Christmas rolls around, you're so exhausted, you can't even enjoy yourself. So ask for help. And my husband said, why don't you just cater the main part of the meal and make your little side dishes or whatever, make it a little easier on yourself. And I finally took his advice, and he was absolutely right. And it made the holidays a lot more enjoyable when I wasn't running around. Listen, you're still running around, but at least you don't have to make the main course or whatever it is. Be good to yourself. Number 10 is be good to yourself. And this is something we want people to do all year long. because wellness and health and wellness really surrounds itself on the fact that you're taking good care of yourself. So if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling overwhelmed, take a walk, do some meditation, take a nap if you have to, go for a massage, just do something nice for yourself. Maybe it's a hot bath, maybe it's a cup of tea, maybe it's playing a video game, I don't know, whatever makes you happy. You can't be everything to everyone all the time. So we need to understand that, and we need to not be so hard on ourselves. All right, so we have about 3 minutes left, and I did promise that if we had time that I was going to talk about the Fountain of Youth. So I seriously have people ask me this, you know, what is the Fountain of Youth? And the thing is that we know what the Fountain of Youth is. We really, really do. All of us do. You do too. I know some of you are maybe anxiously waiting. What is she going to say? What is she going to say? And it's not something you get in a bottle off of the internet or from some crazy plant in wherever, South America, somewhere in the jungle. Really, the secret to good health and the Fountain of Youth is what you eat, what you put inside your body, how much you move, we'll call it exercise, the amount of sleep you get, how you manage your stress. So it's everything that we talk about on the show. Your social relationships. Those are the kinds of things that are going to keep you healthy and keep you well and keep you sane and give you that quality of life that I think everybody is looking for. It's really not magical. It takes work. It takes work to be healthy. You have to get yourself to the gym or to your basement or go for that walk or wherever you're exercising. It takes a little prep time to prep those veggies and, you know, cook that chicken or salmon or whatever. But it doesn't have to be overwhelming. You can find a simple way to bring healthy habits into your life and get enough sleep and find some stress-reducing activities. We just have to want to do it. I mean, I can't do it for you. Your neighbor can't do it for you, your husband, your wife. You got to do it for yourself, and you're worth it. You deserve it. So that is the key to the Fountain of Youth. But I'll tell you a couple things I saw on a show today. So I thought these were kind of funny. So we'll end the show with this, which this was a saying that I thought was interesting. It was eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. And basically what that's trying to say is that you should have a good breakfast, a healthy breakfast to start your day. Lunch should be a little bit lighter, but still a decent lunch. And then by the time dinner rolls around, you know, keep to the basics, your, you know, piece of fish and some veggies or whatever. And, you know, it's really quite simple. I think we try to, you know, we have all these crazy diets and all these different exercises, philosophies and whatever. It's really just about our bodies need nutrients, so give your bodies the nutrients they need. Our bodies need to move, so get them moving, whatever that means for you, whatever makes you happy. If it's dancing in your living room, that's completely fine. Just get moving. Get yourself enough sleep. Have friends, social interactions, whatever that means for you. And, you know, and try to manage your stress as much as possible. We have no time, but I'm going to finish my list. So the other thing that I thought was really funny was sticking your face in a bucket of ice. And this was a woman suggesting for closing your pores and having sort of a glowing look. I don't know. I think I would have a frozen look, but that's okay. Give it a try. But this one I did agree with, which was living by the 90-10 rule. And we can all do that. Eat well 90% of the time. All right. So I won't go over time too much. I want to wish everybody a healthy holiday and to you and your families. And we will see you next year. Healthy Hunterdon checking out.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
This is our once-in-a-generation opportunity to take more money out of Washington's pocket and put more money into the pockets of hardworking families. For too long, hardworking men and women have been held back by an economy that has failed to live up to its potential.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier today on the Senate floor saying this bill will help hardworking American families. The debate continues.